You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. I am news team correspondent Danielle Emilianova, and today I am joined in the studio by two Asheville High School students, Elias Varn and Dean Wortes. And today we will be talking about their organized protest, which will be held in Pritchard Park on March 15th at 4:30 p.m. And the protest is to demand a Green New Deal and an action on climate change by the Asheville youth. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, of course. Happy to be here.
Why and how did you decide to organize the strike at Asheville High School?
So the strike is not just limited to Asheville High School. We're trying to get as many people in the area as possible. But originally, I had seen people like Greta Thunberg posting about Fridays for Future and like all of her protesting. And then I learned that there was going to be a global protest on March 15th. And I started like looking into it. And I found out that you could sign up to get your city involved. And so I was like, oh, okay, I can do that. I will organize this and I'll get my friends to help.
Yeah. And so that's when I joined in.
Yeah. And Elias has so much experience with environmental justice. What was that deal that you got signed?
Oh, I was on the petitioning effort through Youth for Environmental Stewardship. We did the petitioning effort to pass the Clean Energy Ordinance within Buncombe County. I was able to collect over 1,800 signatures from students across the county, including our UNCA University and Warren Wilson and AB Tech. And then that was narrowly passed by the county commissioners in 2017.
Yeah. That's really impressive.
So I definitely wanted him helping me with this.
What's it like taking on an organizing role like this as a young person? And what type of response have you gotten from the community?
Oh, gosh. It definitely can be really stressful, especially with trying to do schoolwork on top of it and
a job and
extracurriculars, dancing and all that. Very stressful.
But at the same time, I think it's one of the most rewarding things you can do. It's definitely something that I've been able to put on my college applications and things like that. And also, when at the end of the day, when you have accomplished something and you can say that you've impacted your community, it makes it all worth it.
It feels absolutely amazing.
Especially after passing that legislation with Buncombe County, you just walked out of those doors feeling like you were unstoppable. And that's part of why we want to do this, to help empower youth, because youth are going to be the ones that are going to be impacted the most by climate change. And we want them to have a voice and for them to be able to say that they can take action and they can do something about it.
As community, we have seen amazing support. I've had people emailing me asking what they can do, like, when is it? What can I do to support us? And I've gotten just absolutely amazing people helping me and helping us. As soon as I tell people about this, they're like, oh, okay, what can I do? And it's just insane to me.
And I think part of this is part of Dean's success with the March for Our Lives and that sort of organization. And you've been able to apply a lot of those skills that you learned there to, you know, getting things out on social media and talking to other students, putting out flyers, all of those sort of organizational things you've had a lot of experience with, and you've been able to apply that here, and that has gotten us a good foundation laid out already.
Why do you think that it is important for young people to join the social dialogue around climate change solutions like the Green New Deal?
Well, of course, our generation is going to be the one that is most, that will be living with the impacts for the majority of our lives. And most of us are not in a position of power. We're not elected officials yet. We are not, you know, corporate CEOs, and we don't have that sort of power. But at the same time, we do want to let every, you know, young person know that their vote counts and that it's important that they vote for people that are environmentally minded. And it's important that they, you know, vote with their dollar and where they, you know, where they spend their money and what corporations they're supporting and whether the dynamic between buying local and buying the corporate. So kind of trying to give them the power and the confidence they need to take action and then apply that for the rest of their lives. because while we would like to be able to hold a lot of the people that are currently in power accountable, once we inherit it, we're going to have to be those leaders and we're going to have to create the change that's necessary to combat climate change.
And we have such an access to technology that this information is out there and is available, and we learn how to search for reliable sources. And I think that we really need to use that. Something that's really helped me is that I've seen these young people leading these movements, and I'm like, I can do that too. And I hope that I can also be that for somebody else. And you see, like, Elias here doing so much work, and I see so many people in the community who are so young and doing, like, absolutely amazing things that is just incredible. But we really need to be a part of this conversation because we are influenced by this so much and daily, and it's going to keep building for years and years. And we don't have an insane amount of time to fix this. We have
10 years, really.
Yeah, 10 years to try and fix this. Otherwise, kind of screwed.
And what do you hope to accomplish with the strike?
Really hoping to educate more people. I've talked to a few of my friends. I'm like, hi, do you know what the Green New Deal is? Do you know what the Paris Agreement is? And they don't. Some do. And I'm like, kudos to you. Definitely.
So one of the things that needs to be at the forefront is the kind of urgency of this situation. It's been we've known for quite some time now, and no substantial changes have been made. There is a decline in coal, but there's been an increase in natural gas that kind of offsets that. And we're still very reliant on oil. We're still very reliant on fossil fuels across the board. But then at the same time, we're discovering new things that are impacting our climate, such as I think it's anaerobic decomposition of food waste. It creates methane, and methane is, I believe, 25 times stronger than carbon dioxide when used as a greenhouse gas. So there are other things that we're realizing that we're doing to our environment that are not just in the energy department, but also in the way things are produced, the way things are disposed, and trying
to... The food
to,
industry.
Yeah. The food industry is a big one, but also trying to focus on a whole multitude of areas where climate change is changing, and we're discovering new science. So first and foremost, education about why it's changing, but then also how we can change our habits and how it's not that hard and it's not going to cost that much. And as we build more sustainable infrastructure and we build more sustainable companies, more sustainable policies, these will lead us to what will be a more prosperous future. And it will save us money in healthcare. It will save us money in when there's the FEMA, when having to provide aid for natural disasters. And there's a whole slew of things that happen. And then also, at the same time, enabling people the ability to create those changes by telling them that you can vote and you should vote and that your vote matters, and then kind of taking it from there.
What will the day look like as the event unfolds?
Looking at the weather right now, it may rain. We are still going, rain or shine. We can't help the weather. And we're starting around 4:30. That's when we're aiming to be starting. But if we see people like still arriving, we're not going to start without them.
And then I think the speeches will go on for around 30-ish minutes.
We have some absolutely amazing speakers. A lot of youth who have...
A lot of passion.
Incredible. I am probably going to cry at least one of the speeches because one of our speakers, Seth Bellamy, is such a amazing speaker, and he's going to be talking about how climate change affects minority communities as it does primarily affect them.
But then I think after we have these speeches, we hope to have an elected official come. We haven't heard back from any yet, but after we have these speeches from students, from elected officials, we're going to have something like a mass tweeting session mm-hmm. where we tweet elected officials, we tweet corporations, and we demand action on climate change. Mm-hmm. Mostly support of the Green New Deal, but then also calling out specific companies' unsustainable practices that they're refusing to change. Amazon being one of those, and then also a lot of fossil fuel companies.
And we'll also be writing letters and be providing all the materials for that.
And how can individuals of the Asheville community get involved with this event?
Show up.
Yeah. Well, come show your support, bring signs, bring your friends' friends, bring your family, bring everyone. Because we do want this to really resonate with our city and county government, because we do have renewable energy goals right now, but we want to make sure that we hold the city and county government accountable and make sure that they stay on track with meeting those goals. I know that there right now there is a survey on the Buncombe County government's website, and it's a survey that you can take, and it's going to help them set their sustainability goals and what they're going to look like. And when you take that survey, I encourage everyone to vote A, to have the energy sourced as locally as possible within Buncombe County, and B, against nuclear power, because nuclear power, while not necessarily contributing to climate change, also has other environmental effects. And nuclear waste is a problem that more and more communities are having to deal with nowadays. So that's also a way that you can participate. But then also get involved in politics. Get involved with other environmental organizations. We have so many wonderful organizations mm-hmm. here.
The Sunrise Movement is one of the primarily youth-led ones, and they welcome so many people from across the board.
And it's a global movement.
And they're one of the biggest supporters of this climate strike. And the Sunrise Movement is an incredible organization. They're starting up their meetings. You can follow them on social medias. If you just give them like a quick Google search, you find the Asheville chapter. And they have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
You can find them and then get in contact with them. But I think there's also, especially if you're an older citizen, there's always the Sierra Club, there's Asheville Greenworks, and they host so many environmental work days where you can really just get your hands dirty and, you know, pull tires out of the river and recycle hard-to-recycle materials and things like that. There's the Energy Savers Network. They do a lot to insulate people's homes, to make their energy costs lower, but then also to make their homes more energy efficient, and therefore reducing the need for power. They do a lot of good work, and there's... I'm obviously going to be missing some because we have so many. There's the Dogwood Alliance, the United Nations Association, so many.
I can't even think of any more. Just, yeah. And we're hoping to see all of these organizations at the rally, and hopefully they could get a little more interconnected and start talking to each other a bit more.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming to the studio, and I wish you guys the best of luck with your event.
Thank you.
And again, this event will take place at 4:30 p.m. this Friday, March 15th, at Pritchard Park. Hope to see you all there.